or a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We started yesterday looking at if Jesus is all you have all you need. And I promise you, all you need is Jesus. And then we started to look at something here, at why Abraham's faith was so strong. And the Bible says in John 8:56, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees. He said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." And they questioned him and said, "How could he have seen your day? You're not even 50 yet, and he's been gone for a long time." But he was talking about God the Father showed him the day of Jesus in the spiritual realm. We looked at Galatians 3, and we're picking it up again, Galatians 3, 5. So let's join the service right now and see why Abraham's faith was so strong, so that we can get our faith that strong as well. Let's join the service right now.
So Abraham's faith was so strong because he saw Yeshua. He saw Jesus. He actually saw Jesus. Watch here, Galatians 3. Go with me to Galatians 3. We're looking at verse 5. "He therefore that ministers or supplies to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" Do you get saved through the law or by faith?
By faith.
By faith. Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." That's the whole thing where Martin Luther came against the law to save people. And he saw it was about faith. And that's when he nailed his 95 thesis onto the door of the church. And that's when he was excommunicated. Because he said it's not by works, it's by faith. So you don't get saved by works, you get saved by faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and what he did for your life. Can you say amen? I mean, come on, we're not talking to graduates that haven't graduated. You guys are up here already, amen. And so you don't get saved. So he's saying here, did you see these miracles and the things you did? Was it by works of the law or by the hearing of faith? It's by faith. It's by faith. Because if you could do it with the law, Jesus didn't need to come. Amen. All right. So verse 6, "Even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness." What did he believe God? What did he believe God for that he was accounted as a righteous man? He believed in what he saw in Jesus Christ. Do you realize Abraham, you're going to see, saw Jesus Christ. He saw the whole thing. And he, when he was going to offer Isaac up as a sacrifice, he had already seen Jesus and knew that Jesus was resurrected and would be. That he thought, even if I kill my son, I trust God so much that he'll raise him. Because he saw that God can do it. And it was accounted to him as righteousness. What does righteousness mean? It means justified. It means you've made justified. You can go into the presence of God without guilt and condemnation. No sin condemnation. You go into, he says, come boldly into the throne room of grace. You can't go in there when you're covered in sin. Boldly. He makes you righteous. You come into the throne room of grace boldly. Righteousness means you've been justified. Someone said, it's just as if I'd never sinned. Righteousness. All right. We're not talking about righteousness now, but so, and it's you can read it. It's number 1343 in the Strong's, and it means to justify or justice. Amen. Verse 7. Know you therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. You're the same as Abraham. Accounted to him as righteous. You children of faith been made righteous. Right? Now watch here. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify or declare righteous the heathen through faith preached before the gospel. Preached before. In other words, he preached it to Abraham saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Watch it. He preached the gospel. What is the gospel? What does gospel mean? It means good news. What is the good news? Jesus came, died, and was resurrected, so I don't need to die and face the devil myself. He did it. The gospel is good news.
Amen.
Good news. Amen. Jesus, watch what he says here. He preached the gospel unto Abraham. He preached Christ and him crucified. Jesus said, Abraham saw my day. Come on. This was before Jesus was even anywhere near the earth. This was 2,000 years prior. Come on. He saw my day. Can this sovereign God do that? You want to bet he can. Yes, he did it. This is your father. This is dad. Abba Father. Who owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills. He's the great physician. He's got everything you will ever need. That's why I said, if Jesus is all you have, you've all you will ever need. And that's great news, because you might have no money in your wallet right now, in your purse. You might have sickness wrecking your body. You might be alone on a deserted island somewhere, but you still got Jesus. And he said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. He said, goodness and mercy will follow you all of your days. And listen, there are days when I need mercy and I need goodness. And the goodness of God is the glory of God. Remember, show me your glory. Okay, here's my goodness. I need the goodness of God. I need the glory of God. Come on, I need the mercy of God in my life many, many days. He says, Hebrews 4:16, come into the throne of grace where you may receive mercy and grace to help you in your time of need. God's the answer. He's got everything. No matter where you're at right now, he's got the solution and he'll get you out of that area. Wow, we praise hallelujah. Now, the gospel, in all of its vital origin, is older than the law. The gospel is older than the law, even though the revealing of the gospel came after the law. We only saw the gospel after the Old Testament. The New Testament came. The New Testament is the gospel, the good news. The Old Testament is the law. And so the gospel came after the law, but it was before the law. Oh, Jesus. Okay, let's prove it to you. John 1, verse 1 tells us, in the beginning, before all time, before the law, was the Word, Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God Himself. There's a gospel right there before anything else. Do you see that? In verse 14, and the Word, Christ, became flesh, human incarnate, and tabernacle, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us. And we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. Amen. He was way before the written paper. Before the Logos. That's the written word of God, is the Logos. Now we want you, and God wants us, to get the Rhema from the Logos. The Rhema is a revelation of what he's told us on the paper. And the only way you're going to get the Rhema is by the Holy Spirit that's been infused into you. Remember last week we prayed for people to get spirit-filled and they began praying in other tongues. I hope you continue praying in other tongues. You need to. Don't stop now. Oh, no, don't stop now. Come on, I can see your faces. You're not sure. Don't stop now. Right now. Right now. Point your hands at these prayers. And let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Now you pray in the Spirit while I pray in the name of Jesus. Every one of these prayer requests are being heard in the throne of heaven. And God our Father and Jesus Yeshua is answering every request right here, right now, for jobs and businesses and better jobs and better businesses and bonuses and healings and peace and joy and addiction free and freedom and salvation. Oh Lord, we thank you. Every prayer being answered. Oh yes, don't be shy to pray in your heavenly language. The devil's not shy to pray in the dirty, filthy language. Come on. Oh, now, some people might not have been here the last few weeks to learn about this. Don't think it's strange. You know, I hear people on the golf course sometimes, and I think that's strange the way they talk. I mean, really, how many of you have heard a sailor talk? Remember how you used to talk? You were that sailor. So now all of a sudden, because you're not talking filth and smut, oh, you're weird. You were weird when you were the sailor. Now you receive Christ, you're normal. You see, to the world, we're called a peculiar people. I mean, I'm peculiar. The people look at me and think, there's something wrong with you. But they're sick, broken, miserable. Me? All right. So now, I want to look at what he says in Galatians 8 again. Galatians 3:8. For seeing that God would justify or make righteous the heathen through faith. How are we made righteous? Through faith. Everyone say faith.
Faith.
We are made righteous through faith. Now, I did write down actually the synonyms for righteousness. It's virtuous. It's moral. It's good. Just. Blameless. Upright. Honorable and honest. Did you know that's who you are? But I don't do those things. I know, but you're getting better at them. And you're getting closer at them. And all the bad is getting less and the good is getting more. Come on. That's what salvation does. Once you get saved, you start moving away from the old sin nature. And you know what I'm saying? And you start moving towards looking like Jesus, sounding like Jesus, talking like Jesus, laying hands on people like Jesus. And the devil says, Jesus is back, and he runs. And he's got all these little Jesuses running around. Now, I'm not saying you're God, because I don't want no letters, okay, no emails. I'm not saying you're God. But Jesus said, the works I do, you will do an even greater. Why? Because there's more of us now. He was one. And then he sent the Holy Spirit to infuse himself into each and every one of the born-agains. So we're like little Jesuses now in the earth. We are the authority. You know, God's been putting something on my spirit, and I mentioned it to Pastor Adamel this morning and Mike. He's been putting something in my spirit. The word summit keeps coming to my mind. Summit, summit, summit. I was reading in the Bible about the summit. And I know they used to have the summit at Camp David. How many of you know Camp David? And all the heads of countries would go to the summit at Camp David. All the big names, and they'd stand there and they'd make decisions and create more laws and rules and things like that. And God told me we need to get a summit going. Because I've been wanting to have prayer over here for the longest time. And I thought to myself, but you know, we got people praying. We must pray. And we're going to pray. We prayed that 6 to 12 the other night. And we're going to do that more often and, you know, more occasions. And we'll let you know when. But God's saying to me, he's saying this, you know, what's happening with the people today is that they look into the natural realm and they're not looking in the spiritual realm. He said, all this stuff you see going on, it's all inspired by certain spirits. And we're showing up for the fight. We're just going to the wrong battlefield. We're ready to fight, but the fight's over there. We're going over there. We're fighting the people. And God says our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age and spiritual wickedness in our places. The people are trying to get abortion laws passed in our city. It's not the people. It's the spirit driving the people. And God said, I need to get some apostolic apostles to start praying.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.